Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel once again. Well, what a day. Now, of course, I forecast that Stuella Braverman was going to be dismissed. I was not alone in that. I thought she'd last rather longer. But I suppose it's like Harold Wilson, the Labour Prime Minister, said, a week is a long time in politics. Because she wasn't in that much trouble a week ago, then saying that in her Times article that the police pick favourites and they're really harsh on the right, but they left they let loonies from the left run riot and so on. And this was not authorised by the Prime Minister. It was too contentious. She was lambasting the Metropolitan Police when they have a very tricky job to do, striving to balance the right to demonstrate with the right of the public to go about their lawful business. And of course, occasionally the police get it too wrong. Are they too heavy-handed? Are they too soft? Whatever they do, they're going to take some flack, and the Home Secretary should be backing them up and not castigating them. And she's been accused of fomenting far-right violence. There were some of the people, the British nationalists were there. They said they wanted to defend the cenotaph. They were actually, I don't think it was an attempt to vandalise it or graffitiise it. They only got to Chinatown, really. Some clashes with police, 126 people arrested. Of course, they get the presumption of innocence. I remember speaking to a lefty lawyer about this. He said, well, of course, they could be innocent. Scornful that anyone would dare suggest that we shouldn't leap to conclusions and simply decide that people were guilty without any trial whatsoever. Anyway, so Stuella Braverman has been sacked as Secretary of State for the Home Department. And so James Cleverly said that sideways move. He was Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, Commonwealth Affairs and Development. So that was the old Foreign Office or FCO, Foreign and Commonwealth Office. Now the Office for whatever, Foreign, the Commonwealth and Development Affairs. Now, what nobody saw coming is the retread of Lord David Cameron, who was, of course, Prime Minister 2010 to 2016, the longest-serving Conservative Prime Minister since John Major. So he stood down as his MP for Witney, I think it was 2017. He led a relatively quiet retirement, not fully retired, had his finger in various pies in the corporate world, and has tried to keep out of the limelight. He's obviously a Conservative peer, and he's been brought back because as Prime Minister, this should be child's play to him. So this has not been done for 50 years. So Alec Douglas Hume, he was Prime Minister 1963 to 64 for exactly 1 year and 1 day. But then in the Heath government of the early 70s, he came back as Foreign and Commonwealth Secretary, striving and failing to sort out the Rhodesia dispute, i.e. that's now Zimbabwe. And there's obviously the lugubrious forebear, who is A.J. Balfour, Arthur James Balfour, Prime Minister, 1903, is that right? No, 1902 to 1905. And A.J. Balfour was then Foreign Secretary during the First World War from 2016 onwards. So 1916 onwards, and he issued the famous or perhaps infamous Balfour Declaration of 1917, which eventually led to the refoundation of the Israeli state. And how curiously ironic, what a twist of fate that Cameron should come back, another Prime Minister becoming Foreign Secretary, at a time when the Jewish state is embroiled in this internecine conflict against the Palestinians in Gaza, trying to extirpate Hamas. So, yeah, that's what's going on. But people were saying, oh, he's feeble for not sacking her, Rishi Sunak. But the trouble is now he has. It looks as though he's been taking orders from the Labour Party, which is why I didn't think he would cave into pressure just yet. But I suppose maybe from his perspective, better do it now than have it gone for weeks and eventually cave in. So goodness, and been a number of other changes in the cabinet right now. So I thought, okay, there will be changes when they replace Stuella. It'll be somebody younger, probably another woman or ethnic minority person. I did not think that a white male, particularly an old white male, would come back in that capacity. Okay, sorry, he's Foreign Secretary, not Home Secretary, because that's James Cleverly. So Mr. Cleverly is the first black person to hold that office. He's actually mixed race. He's half white, half black. I think he's black on his mother's side. Goodness, what a surprise. But what he's got is in tray, the Rwanda plan. I mean, I think the thing that was going to sink her eventually, this Rwanda plan, which, you know, may well fail in the Supreme Court quite soon. But even if it gets going, right, they can only take a few hundred refugees a year. that the backlog is about 100,000. So about 0.5% of something could go there. But the idea is the deterrent effect would have a dissuasive effect on those who are contemplating crossing the English Channel illegally, that would just never come in the first instance. Are there not other countries, not such wealthy countries, but perhaps better developed ones with better human rights record? Thinking off the top of my head, Moldova, or I don't know, or India, or you know, one of some of the more developed African countries like Kenya, something like that, who might be willing to take these people for a small consideration. But anyway, it ain't going to happen. She's really bet the bank on doing this, Suella, and has simply failed to deliver the goods. Hundreds of millions of pounds sunk into this scheme, which looks like it's going nowhere fast. Even if it so-called succeeds, it will only get a very small way towards solving the problem. It might be better than nothing, but I don't think it's a cost-effective solution. So she clashed with just about everybody. Was she trying to make herself a right-wing martyr or something like that? That's what some people think she was trying to do. She's positioning, because she reckons that Rishi Sunak has just over a year to go, that you know, Labour is massively ahead in the opinion polls, about 20 percentage points ahead in the opinion polls. And I heard it said, well, saw an article saying that, you know, Labour will enjoy a victory on the scale of 1997, a generational victory, a victory that they will have scored 27 years earlier under Tony Blair, now Sir Tony Blair. But the thing is, Labour's lead could evaporate. This infighting over Gaza could get worse. Dozens of Labour councillors resigning from the Labour Party. So far, no MPs resigning from the party. Somebody resigning from the shadow cabinet, Imran Hussein. And of course, the Muslim community, they're only about 5% of the UK population, maybe less of the electorate because they're disproportionately children. I think there is only 30 constituencies where the Muslims are a majority, but that's actually quite a lot. And they're almost all those are Labour held and probably still be Labour held. I mean, look at the Iraq War. And the Labour Party lost a considerable amount of the Muslim vote, but it didn't lose all of it, didn't even lose half of it. So the impact of this could be exaggerated. You might say, however disappointed the Muslim community is with the Labour Party, they probably think it's better than the Conservative Party from their point of view. So I think we mustn't exaggerate how much trouble Labour is in over this. So yeah, Labour will most certainly win the next election. And the big question is, who's going to be the Conservative leader then? And Suella, I think she's out of contention. I think she'll have a shot, but I really don't see her making it. You know, Kebbi Badenoch, she's probably the standard bearer of the right. Penny Mordaunt, seen as perhaps more of a moderate, and who else would go for it? Some of the people who came fairly close last time, like Tom Tugendhat, obviously Liz Truss. I think even she's not quite crazy enough to have enough of the crack at it. Rishi Sunak will bow out, obviously. And then people who came much further down in the race last time, Nadeem Zahawi, I think he's a busted flush. Jeremy Hunt is yesterday's man. I don't see him going for it. And probably nobody he didn't try last time. Wow, we live in interesting times, but it's not done much for the Conservative opinion poll ratings, bringing back Cameron, of whom there are not happy memories, but a steady hand on the tiller. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure that you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal with the greatest liberality. On Patreon, if you become a subscriber, you can see thousands of videos and articles behind the paywall. Cheery bye-bye.